Here's your morning brief for Thursday, October 14th. I'm Peter Granitz for The Wall Street Journal. The World Health Organization has created a new team to determine the origins of COVID-19. It follows a previous mission to China, which concluded it was extremely unlikely the virus had escaped from a lab in Wuhan. That group's findings were later panned by other scientists, including the director of the World Health Organization. But China has said it's done working with the WHO and has restricted its scientists from researching the virus's origin. Power companies are switching to oil because of the rising costs of natural gas and coal. That is according to the International Energy Agency, which says demand for oil could shoot up 500,000 barrels per day, but global supply remains constrained, with the current energy crunch having pushed the price of a barrel of Brent crude to a 7-year high. A group of Netflix employees is encouraging staff to stage a walkout over a Dave Chappelle stand-up special that some say is offensive to the transgender community. In the show, Chappelle said gender is a fact and that he identified as a trans-exclusionary radical feminist. Advocacy groups have asked Netflix to take the special off its platform. Netflix's co-CEO defended the special and said the service would not take it down. Asian markets ended mixed, and European shares rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching weekly jobless claims due out later. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.